This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we saw in our last visit, we are to encourage each other with these words. Which words? The ones found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Thus far, we answered the question, what do these verses say and what do they mean? Now let's answer the question, what difference should this make in my life? Knowing what God's plan is for Christians is significant, especially if we're trying to cope with a special challenge like the death of a loved one, or if anticipating our own death. Grief is natural in such times of need, but our grief does not have to be flooded with hopelessness. There is certainty for the Christian. Since Christ died for our sins and rose from among the dead, we have reason to believe that our bodies will be raised from among the dead at Christ's coming. Until then, our spirits and souls, the real, immaterial part of us, will be with the Lord in heaven. The moment Christ returns, the resurrected bodies will be reunited with our spirits and souls. In that immortal state, we will be forever with the Lord. Knowing this is the basis for encouraging all believers who remain on earth. We must be ready for the coming of Christ. Our destiny is wrapped up in knowing Him. This understanding gives hope and encouragement amidst tears and grief at a believer's death. It should do the same for us as we anticipate our death. This distinguishes us from those who have no hope or have a false hope.